Hello, and welcome to the podcast Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek. And I'm here to talk to you about conscious creation. How do we keep doing that thing called allowing? Allow. Welcome.
Hello, and before you listen to the holiday episode, I will tell you I re-listened to it. And since I was riffing off the top of my head, those of you who know me in numbers, I totally miscounted, and there's actually a 5 and a 5.5. I'm going to call it a 5.5 because they're related so that I can still keep the number 12. How's that? Also, please excuse a little bit of the microphone. I've got a new microphone for my birthday, and I'm still figuring out how to adjust it for the best sound for you. So with all that said, please enjoy. Hello, and it is time for Law of Attraction Holiday Edition. The holidays are upon us, and what can you do using Law of Attraction tools to have the best holiday yet? So I'm going to riff off the top of my head some things that you can do. Number one, do not fight reality. If you fight reality, you will only lose 100% of the time. And this means being radically honest. So even though we see the commercials and we see the Hallmark movies about these ideal situations, if that is not what the reality is, and probably not what the reality will be, accepting that before the holidays begin and making peace with that is an incredibly good help. It has to do with not pushing. Don't push. Don't try and make things what they're not. This is also the idea of not putting the happy face sticker on your car. I love this analogy from Abraham. Positive thinking is not about saying, oh, I don't want to see that my car's almost out of gas, so I'm just going to take a happy sticker and put it over the gas gauge so I don't know. You're still going to run out of gas. Positive thinking is being honest with where you are and then deliberately choosing a better thought and deliberately deciding that you're going to relax as much as you can and allow, receive better thoughts as much as you can while still acknowledging the fact that your gas tank needs gas. So number one, don't fight reality. And this emotional honesty can bring along some grief to really accept the fact that maybe things aren't where you want them to be and might never be where you want them to be. But once we come into this peaceful place of acceptance, everything else becomes much easier. So one is don't fight reality. Number two, there's a saying, make a decision and then make it right. With obligations, such as holiday obligations and things like that, you will be faced sometimes with two decisions and neither one of them feels right. Do you go to the dinner? Do you not go to the dinner? If you go to the dinner, maybe it's not the best for you. If you stay home from the dinner, maybe you have ramifications to deal with from staying home. So one of the things is make a decision and make it right. Make the decision that feels less sucky. Make the decision that feels less sucky, and then once you've decided that you're going to go, do your best to remove any feelings of from it, and just say, okay, now that I've made that decision, what are some things that I can do to make this the best that it can possibly be, the best that I can possibly imagine? So if you're going into a situation where maybe the conversations are not what you want them to be, you can already pre-think, when a conversation turns where I don't want it to go, maybe that's a good time to go to the bathroom or to refresh my soda or whatever it is. Pre-think ways that you can move through it. Even taking a break from a dinner and taking a walk around the block. Find ways that are okay with you to make that the best. Number three, prepave. This is also called segment intending. This is the wouldn't it be nice game. Before you go somewhere, decide in advance how you'd like to feel coming home. And of course, be honest. If you're going into a situation that isn't what you want, maybe coming home feeling elated and feeling like that was the best day you've ever had, if that feels like a stretch for you, don't Don't set that as an intent. Maybe your pre-paving is, I feel proud of myself for how I moved through that. I came home and I can still feel who I am when I moved through that. I went through that and I came home and I still feel wonderful. Now, this is important even if you're not going into a situation that's difficult. Sometimes even having a family that you adore, if you're an introvert, maybe you get burned out and you don't want to be there as long. Even extroverts, I'm an extrovert, even I can get tired. So no matter what kind of situation you're going into, pre-paving and thinking about it in advance is so helpful. Decide how you want to feel at the end of it and sort of be honest with you about the tools that you might need to get you through that. Number four, allowing. Just as we want other people to allow us to be who we truly are, we need to allow other people to be who they truly are. And that means even if you are sensing that they're not approving of you, we need to allow people to not approve of us. We need to allow people to sabotage themselves. We need to allow people to do the things that they're wanting to do, as long as they're not actually doing harm to us and to others. So we need to just step in. Whatever thinking is going on with them, whatever their belief systems are, we need to allow them, just as we want us to be allowed. And so that is also part of accepting, right? This radical acceptance. So if you know you're going into a situation where there's going to be some different points of view, already intend harmony, which is, of course, the greatest thing we want in relationships, but also you can also pre-think responses that you'll make. Like, hey, you know what? I love you more than I love politics. So tell me about your pie recipe. You come up with ways to maneuver through stuff. So that was number four. Number five, do your best to get connected, stay connected, and reconnect. During the holidays, when there's a lot of change in our activities, there's a lot of change in our daily routines, there's a lot of new input coming in, a lot of things we're navigating, things may be getting stirred up. Maybe we don't want to, but we feel pressure here and there. It is even more important that you do what you can to get connected first and stay connected. I highly recommend a practice that starts before you even leave your bed. I like to do, I get out my iPad, I've got the pencil, and I'll write three things I appreciate, three things that I'm excited about, my focus for the day, and a message. You can meditate, you can do gratitude lists, you can immediately get up and listen to wonderful music, but wherever you're at in those first 68 seconds in the morning, you're going to kind of hover in that feeling all day. So set a good feeling. It's easier to set a good feeling if you've gone to bed in a good space. So write down what you're proud about. Did you navigate something? Did you keep more connected that day? Find three things that you feel proud of yourself about, or three wins. Get connected. During the day, I'm not even kidding when I say, write out a schedule for the day on a piece of paper or on your iPad or your phone or whatever, and say, all right, I've got shopping, I've got this, I've got baking, I've got whatever it is, I'm going over to this event. Write down your things. Now take a look at the day and think to yourself, where might there be points in this day where I might get disconnected or I might forget to connect? And literally put a thing in there. Breathe. You can even put a timer on your phone or to remind you to go take a walk or to take 5 minutes to sit down with a piece of paper and see, where am I at? Where do I need to be emotionally, right? Or even to say, what's triggering me? Is there anything triggering me? Okay, great. Now that I see it, can I let it go? Those types of things. There's a really cool tool that comes to mind where you hold a pencil or a pen in your hand and you imagine that everything's going into the pencil that you don't want, like anything that's frustrating you or angering you. And when you're ready to let it go, you open your hand and let the pencil drop. Sounds simple, but sometimes you're surprised at how you don't want to let go of the pencil. So put times in the day where you can reconnect. So connect in the morning, find times during the day to reconnect, and then reconnect at night. Intend to enjoy yourself as much as possible. Are we on number five? I'm losing track. So number five, I'll hold my hand up in front of my face here. Number five, it's one thing to say feel good, but if you can actually put down physical things that your brain can say, oh yes, I achieved that, like I'm gonna wanna laugh out loud really hard at least once today, or multiple times today, or I wanna have a great day, whatever it is. So intend something that's tangible if it feels good to you, so that you can use that as a benchmark. Number six, set up a support system for yourself. It could even be a Facebook group just for the holidays where you say to your friends, on this Facebook group, it's just for us, we are only allowed to write things that we're grateful for. And we're going to try really hard and we're going to help each other, not say things like, although traffic was bad, I had a good drive. No, scratch out the part that says traffic was bad and say, I had a good drive today. Have a positive group, and it could even be on the phone, it could be email, you could have somebody you touch base with once a day on the phone, whatever it is, but set up a support system of like-minded positive people who are high-fiving you and yes-anding you. It also gives your brain something to look forward to. You're going to be going throughout your day thinking, what are the highlights of today that I can go and share in my group or share with my positivity partner, right? What were the wins today? And it'll help you keep up with that. So that's number six. Number seven, let it flow. Remember, everything you want is coming to you. You don't have to go out and get it. Everything you want is coming to you. Everything you want is coming to you. Number eight, embrace vulnerability. It is the why behind things that make relationships work. So if you go somewhere and you say, like, I know I was supposed to bring a pie. It really mattered to me to bring the pie to you, but I wasn't able to, and I feel sad about not bringing you the pie. You know, please forgive me, whatever it is. To lead with vulnerability in a situation, to be honest about what we could do or what we couldn't do, about how a relationship means to us, can help keep those heart-centered things going so everybody stays in that place, the heart-centered connection place, and they don't get all twisted up around what traditions should or shouldn't be done or did or didn't get done and the stress of activity versus the presence of being. So be honest and see if you can lead with vulnerability, if you can. If not, number nine, how am I going to say this? You have a bubble. Only you should be in your bubble. Only you should be in your bubble. If you feel like you're being put upon and all sorts of stuff is happening and vulnerability is not a good place for you, imagine you have a bubble around you. Are there people in it? If so, get them out. We don't have to kick them out meanly. We just have to breathe in, breathe out. Imagine our bubble clearing, and know that the best way to relate to people is not by being in each other's spaces metaphysically, but by everybody being in their own bubble and relating from that place of personal connection. So if you think that there's entanglement going on, again, don't have to point fingers or anything. Don't have to, how did that happen? How did I let that happen? Don't worry about it. Just breathe in, breathe out, clear your bubble, and from that place, you'll be able to feel yourself so that you can navigate. Number 10, aim for received thoughts. There's a big difference between conjured thoughts and received thoughts. The conjured thought is, I should do this, I should do that, I need to do this, I need to do that. A received thought is, oh, whoa, I'm looking over here and I think that might be a great gift for somebody. Or, oh wow, I have a feeling I should talk to somebody and say, let's not exchange gifts this year, let's just exchange positive words or whatever it is. Set the intention for received thoughts. Those received thoughts are there to make things easier. And it is important to note that received thoughts work for everybody. Law of attraction people, people who have different belief systems, no matter where people are on their scale of personal growth or intuition or awareness, law of attraction is constantly working to bring harmony and the best possible scenario to all people at all times in all places from wherever they are. Law of Attraction is not trying to change anybody. Law of Attraction is just simply trying to, it simply matches. It simply matches vibration. And by us tuning in consciously to the things that we would like to have, love, harmony, excitement, exhilaration, feeling proud of ourselves, whatever it is, Law of Attraction organizes that from what is. We don't have to change what is. We simply need to align with who we are and allow the miracle of the Law of Attraction organizing things for us to show us that there's no need ever to fight reality, because in every situation there is a blessing. There is a blessing. So, number 11, if you feel that any of this is triggering you, if you feel that any of this is causing you distress that I'm talking about, it is okay to have what I call a conscious temper tantrum. To allow yourself to, let me receive these thoughts better. Don't fight your feelings. Don't fight your feelings. Don't fight your feelings. When we push against them, we make trouble with them. Accept them for your feelings for who they are, and then they can do their work and let things go. Was 11. What is number 12? Holiday things. You know, sometimes we get stuck in again all the action and doing, and we don't realize where we've come from. Right? What's going on? There is something beautiful about looking at every holiday season and either writing in a letter or just thinking about it and saying, I'm grateful for every experience that happened. Because of that, I'm now in a new place from which I can make new choices. And those new choices always revolve around me, happy, healthy, and fit, and also picturing the best in others. But if I can't picture the best in others because I'm not feeling that, then my job is to picture source. Picture source picturing the best in others. And it is okay to create that layer. Picture source picturing the best in others if you can't. Picture source working it out if you can't. Picture source doing all the heavy lifting if you don't want to or you can't. In fact, picture source doing everything. Because if there's one gift that we want to give you here in this holiday season, it is that you are constantly surrounded by help. You are constantly surrounded by universal managers who are delighting and wanting and eager to do any and every task for you so that you can enjoy this life and have the easiest and best thing going on possible. So those are our tips. Was it 12? Did I have 12 tips? Sort of like the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. If this helps you, great. But you know what? If you don't like any of these tips, the cool thing is it has now bounced you into this feeling of, I want tips that actually work for me. And then you can go and create or find the tips that work for you, which is another example of showing how every single thing that happens to you, wanted and unwanted, is fuel for creating a better life. It's fuel for creating a life that you truly adore. It's fuel for creating a life of a wanting, which is always happening. What are the words? It is fuel for creating clarity. Oh, clarity. And so it is.
You have just listened to Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek, and I hope you have an incredibly aligned day. You can catch more at expectbutterflies.com.